Hi, everyone. I'm Jared Joyner. Nice to meet you, and thanks so much for having me. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a project I've been working on for the better part of the year called Joiners. And really, the thesis driving my work is, like, can we become a nation of joiners again? First, a little bit about me. Joyner is really my last name. I just have to remind people of that to start. I started my career in education as a teacher, and then worked in the Boston Public Schools and San Francisco Unified School District as an administrator for a number of years. And then spent the last 7 years at the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative doing, building ed tech products similar to Julia, and really thinking about things at this big national scale. And then at a certain point, you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm flying on a plane all the time, but I don't know what's going on at the middle school near me. And also all the bars in my neighborhood are closing. And so that was something that actually pulled me into some of this more local community work to start this thing called Joiners. And so what we're doing is just trying to different experiments to try to build infrastructure for connection. And so really, truthfully, what actually got me into this work was I noticed a lot of the bars and restaurants and gathering spaces in Oakland were closing. I started this happy hour, and people actually showed up to it. And then I started doing some more like civic things, like postcards to swing states, or doing vision boards for the new year, or making wreaths for around the holidays. And it really just gave me the confidence to try to do this full time. Some of the problems that we're working on, loneliness. I think we've all heard a lot about the loneliness epidemic. Also, the strain on our local economies. I'd say that Oakland, maybe more so than other places, just has felt like it hasn't bounced back from the pandemic a lot. And then the other thing, given my background in education, I'm also really curious, not just about how adults can be more involved in their communities, but also how do we pass that on to the next generations? How can we get young people more involved? So I'll take you through a little bit of how we do it. So I'm trying to think of this like a design challenge, and so I sometimes call Joiners a civic connection studio. I don't exactly know what that means, but that's how I describe it. It seems to resonate. And so I'm doing a lot of like rapid experiments, and so I feel grateful to have the flexibility of trying lots of different things. I think a lot of you all, if you go on to work in big companies or in tech companies, you'll find that the bigger the company, the more narrow your berth is. And so it's kind of fun to be able to just try things because I want to and because the signals are there. Lastly, one of my really big guiding principles is around co-design, so much like you heard from Josh, but like it's just so valuable to be able to work alongside folks. And I've had the similar finding that these tools that are available now make it so much easier to build alongside the folks that we want to actually use the things that we're working on. So one of my first experiments, as I mentioned, was called Revival Rounds. This was just trying to get people out to bars to help struggling bars. I sometimes feel like we saved some bars, but now some of them have actually closed, and so I might need to do more there. But it's been really fun because we actually get to do lots of different types of things. I mentioned a few, but like this picture is from something at a brewery called Death Over Drafts, where we had death doulas come and make, you know, talking about our passing more fun. And it was just a really lightweight way to have like a pretty heavy conversation. Another thing that is just getting underway is something that I'm calling Civic Thursdays. And so our next one is coming up this Thursday in Oakland. But it's basically trying to figure out, like, can we make civic engagement not this big, heavy thing? Can we make it fun? Can we make it just like low key to find out what's going on in your community, to meet your neighbors or meet someone who might not even be in your neighborhood over drinks? Something that's coming in the future is I'd love to put together a club directory and activity fair. I've actually been, I'll share a bit more about this in a bit, but kind of collaborating with a colleague through this national network that we're all sort of part of, thanks in part to everyone here, with someone in Philly who runs something called Join Philly. And so we're trying to like see what we can learn from each other around bringing these clubs and club directories and activity fairs to more communities. One thing that I've been really passionate about is something called Rejoinder. And so it's a youth civic sidekick is how I frame it. And so it's a tool that's supposed to help young people, adolescents like 15 through 25, to find opportunities in their communities to take civic actions. And so it's sort of like providing the scaffolds, but not to as Julia shared, not to keep people on their device, but actually just to give them the support to get off their device and try to do something in their communities with their friends. And so it's still a super early phase, but you all can check it out if you're interested. I think like I was trying to figure out like also what you all might want to hear about from an entrepreneurial perspective. But I think one of the biggest learnings that I've had over the course of the last 9 or so months is that a lot of this work that we're all working on lies at this really fascinating intersection where there is a really real tangible gap between what, you know, businesses might be taking care of, what government might be taking care of. And there's this really interesting need for infrastructure. And there's like a really great opportunity for someone to be entrepreneurial, like all of you've heard from my colleagues today. Another thing is like the being able to test and learn quickly. I've been co-designing Rejoinder with a class at a high school in East Oakland. And so it's been really fun, like truthfully doing like a paper prototype and then turning that into an actual product. And like I could have never imagined that would have been possible. And it definitely wouldn't have been possible when I was actually teaching some 15 years ago. So that's been really fun too. And then also trying to figure out like what about this can be replicated, not in a like hockey stick scale sort of way, but also just what makes sense to share learnings and what might actually help another community. So I'd say like some of the early signals that I'm getting is this momentum. I'd say it's not on this list, but the most important one is relationships. I think like everyone that you've heard from today, we're all in community together, and that's just like so half the battle. And then also there's folks whose names keep popping up nationally. I mentioned our friend Brian in Philadelphia. There's another guy, Tony, in Norwalk, Connecticut. But we're all working on the same problems. These aren't unique challenges. And so we have to figure out how can we sort of take action together. I've seen some like really fun momentum around like getting partnerships with businesses. These school partnerships are really helpful. And then I mentioned these collaborations in other cities, but also the collaborations here are actually just really beautiful to see. The last thing I'll say is around this idea of like, it's not about scale in terms of like replicating things top down. I'd say that what we're doing is like trying to figure out like what is sticky, what works in Oakland, and not to like copy paste it to another place, but to say, okay, well, this sort of works here, but can we co-design something for your community and see if that might be helpful? And then you're actually getting lots of different, you know, different flowers that are all thriving, and that might turn into a movement someday. If you have any questions, if you have any ideas, I'm very open to ideas, probably too open to ideas, but shoot me an email. I would love to chat and collaborate.